Hey guys, welcome. This is Joy, and thanks for tuning in to True Grit RN. Okay, so where have I been? It's 7:30 in the morning, and I've been up since about 2:30 a.m. My son is here with me. He's playing on his little iPad. I haven't been able to keep up with my YouTube all summer. And this podcast, because we've been taking care of my son. We found out on June 23rd from a doctor in California that specializes in this sort of ailment that my son has Redskin syndrome, also known as topical steroid addiction. Topical steroid withdrawal. It has been tough, I'll say that. It's been tough because the medical community doesn't seem to acknowledge this issue. There's not many doctors that are familiar with this. Or believe that there is such a thing. For the month of April, my son was on antibiotics and some form of topical steroid ointment. And every week we were just prescribed a stronger dose, and it just was not working. Skin would get worse, and I don't know, it just wasn't normal. So, on April 21st, we started oral steroids to help with the flares, and every week, his pediatrician, dermatologist, she tried to taper it down, but then would go up and down, just according to how he looked and his, flare, but I don't know, something just wasn't right about it. So, after some research, she diagnosed us with perioral dermatitis on May 7th, and she told me to research it, so I did, and there's not much on the internet, so I'm like, well, let me see if there's any Facebook groups, and there are. So I joined a few, and I posted a picture of my son's face and our story, and a mom reached out to me. She said, "No, your son has topical steroid addiction." I'm like, "What?" She sent me like 6 Facebook groups to join, a blog, and a website, edsen.org. I was in disbelief. I looked at the pictures, and I could not believe it. Those with that, they look like my son. Well, of course, his dermatologist, when I brought it up, she never acknowledged it. She did say topical steroids did put him in this phase, but she never acknowledged topical steroid withdrawals. Anyways, so it has been hard trying to find acceptance. Kind of, not really. Well, his pediatrician was on board after we got a second opinion from a dermatologist in California that has been treating patients with this condition. So, he told us our son will be healed. We will go through hell first, and we have been all summer. And it'll take 1 to 2 years, so it's day 2 today of no steroids of any kind. It took us all summer to taper down the oral steroids. And because of it, we've just stayed home. Isolated ourselves, I guess you could say. The only time we left the house was for doctor's appointments. The sun is really hot here in Florida, and it really bothers my son's skin. So, anyways, I know. Sorry for the Debbie Downer. I wish I could be more positive, but I'm really, really tired. We stay up late. He's very itchy and uncomfortable, and that's just part of it, so I will post more about this condition and our experience, so hopefully there are people out there that are listening to a podcast and wanting to hear about this, if they're going through it or if they're taking care of somebody that is. So, all right, guys, talk to you later. Bye.